Show. Yes, the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Stang, Fran Warren, Kurt Kelton, Milton Kadem's Orchestra, me, Ben Grauer, and our surprise guest tonight, Mr. Drew Pearson of Washington, D.C. And here's the star of the Henry Morgan Show standing on his favorite corner in front of the cigar store.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan.
Thank you. Well, now it's the end of 1949, and it's time to clean house before the new year starts. For instance, lying around my apartment, I noticed a big pile of leftover 1949 jokes. You see how it is. You know, we have a lot of programs to do, and the jokes pile up, and we don't get enough programs to get... So I'd like to get rid of them now. Both of us agree that these jokes have to go. Me and the Department of Sanitation. So, if you don't mind, here's a couple of jokes left over from last summer. One. Boy, it's hot. A friend of mine got so sunburned, his wife was able to fry an egg on his shoulder. But it's okay. She's been eating off him for years. Two. It was so hot last night, I went up on the roof for some air. In fact, it was so hot, the television aerials were melting burl all over me. That's a leftover laugh that was supposed to follow the joke. If I'd used that joke last summer, I wouldn't be stuck with it now. Oh, here's a joke we had left over about Stromboli. It goes like this. I understand that Ingrid Bergman... Ingrid... I didn't have it left over. They cut it. And there was a time last year when I almost went out to California, so I have a California joke here, too. It was left. It says, one smudge pot says to another smudge pot, the smog is so heavy I can't see Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. And the second smudge pot says, oh, so's your La Brea tar pits. Now, I got to explain that. You see, you don't think it's funny, but you are not a California studio audience. No, you're not. You aren't even a New York studio audience. Well, that joke's a leftover, and of course, leftovers don't always keep. Oh, here's a joke I had left lying around the house. President Coolidge says, I do not choose to run, but his vice president, Dawes. You see, Dawes was Coolidge's... Well, my house was very dirty. It had a lot of things piled. Well, you'll have to excuse me, because here comes my friend Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Hiya.
Well, Gerard, here it is, December the 30th, and tomorrow's the 31st. And on Sunday, we start a brand new year.
Big news.
Yeah, well, maybe you knew. You're going to celebrate New Year's Eve, aren't you?
I went out last year, and that's enough.
Why? What happened?
Well, me and Alfred, we went out with a couple of girls.
Uh-huh. Who were they?
Well, I was with Alfred's sister.
Yeah?
And Alfred was with my aunt.
So?
So already the evening was a failure.
Well, where'd you go?
We went to the Fun and Frolic Club.
Fun and Frolic Club. I never heard of it. Where is it?
Well, let's see now. You know Harry's Grab a Bite open all night cafeteria on 38th Street?
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, it's the Fun and Frolic Club.
I didn't know that.
$3 a complete dinner, all you can carry on one tray, plus favors.
Favors?
A balloon.
Pretty elegant.
Wait. We get there, and Harry holds the door open. And then he puts his hand out. He was waiting for a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a year ago. He's still waiting. Then Harry takes us to a table. So we sit down, and he stands there and holds his hand out.
So?
So I shook hands.
Well, he expected a tip for showing you a table.
I know a table when I see one. Finally... We get a pastrami sandwich and coffee.
A sandwich and coffee? Is that all you get for $3?
And a balloon.
Oh.
So we're eating, and Harry comes over, and on his harmonica, he starts playing Old Man Moses Dead.
For what for?
Dinner music. So he gets finished, and he holds out his hand.
And?
I give him back his rotten sandwich. And then the show starts.
Show?
Yeah. First, they have a girl tap dancer.
She any good?
I don't know. I didn't see her.
Why didn't you see her?
Harry stands right in front of my table.
Well, that's because you didn't tip him.
Well, I told Harry I'd take care of him later, so he went away.
Mm-hmm, then?
Next, a guy comes out with a cane and a straw hat.
Oh, who is he?
He was the guy who made my pastrami sandwich.
What did he do in the show?
He was a tap dancer.
Any good?
He tap danced like he makes a pastrami sandwich. Then he had two more tap dancers. And the next act was three girls in bathing suits carrying American flags.
Oh, what'd they do?
Two of them tap danced.
Yeah, and the third one?
She took two flags, held a balloon in her teeth, got on top of the piano.
And
she tap danced. After that, we paid our $12 and left.
Yeah, but before you left, you tipped Harry.
Fat chance.
Oh, but Gerard, you told him you'd take care of him.
Well, the next day I got three friends of mine. We met Harry in back of the cafeteria and took good care of him.
Friends of mine. See you around, Gerard, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, likewise.
Well, better get over to the broadcast. They need to... Hey, taxi! Taxi! Oh, it's you, the lady cab driver.
So what's the matter? You want to live forever?
Well, hey, tell me something. How were you ever able to pass a driver's test?
I cheated.
Well, how do you cheat on a driver's test?
I copied from the cab in front of me.
Oh, well.
Boy, New Year's Eve's going to be murder. Mm-hmm. Last year, I took the cab out and started cruising, and the cop stopped me.
Why? There's nothing wrong with cruising.
In the Hudson River?
Oh, well, no wonder. You know, we may have to drink that water someday.
Hey, how about the water shortage? Are you cutting down?
Well, I only use the hot water. You see, the shortage is on the cold water.
Boy, it's a good thing I don't need water for this cab.
What do you put in your radiator?
Who puts?
Oh, fine. How would you like a crack in your pump?
Yeah, how'd you like a pace in the mouth?
The window? No, go ahead.
You do mind?
No.
Tell me if you mind.
Oh, I will.
Might get too drafty back there.
No, it's all right.
I don't want you should catch cold.
I won't.
Too strong, you don't look anyway.
All right, close the window.
You don't want the air?
No.
Maybe that's why you look so pasty.
Well, okay, open the window.
Well, which is it, Mac? Open it or close it?
I don't care.
Open it, you don't care, or close it, you don't care.
Open it, close it, break it. Just hurry, would you please?
Okay, but if you want a cab New Year's Eve, look for me. I'll be the one with no lights.
No lights?
I ain't the only one who'll be driving blind. Come on, you broken down Sunday drivers. Get those brakes.
Good evening, everybody. Our vocal star, Fran Warren, is going to sing, for free, a tune that would cost you a nickel to hear in a jukebox. This is Where Love Walks Out.
I've seen you through your troubles, when troubles had you down. I've shared the happy moments that seldom came around. I've lived a bit. But I've got great big news for me. You don't need me anymore. For this is where love walked in, brother. I know what love's about. This is where I came in, brother. So this is where love walks out. My heart's not made of tin, brother. And you're too much for me. Too many, I begin to die.
Thank you very much, Fran Warren. Hey, Ben, yeah, you know what we should try to increase on this program?
The budget?
You're dreaming, Ben. But what we should have more of is world news as reported by the kind of commentator that people hear on Sunday night. Would you introduce me, Ben?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the makers of Madam Hats for Men bring you Drew Morgan. Men, with winter winds blowing, you might like the new Madam Windproofer, the hat that's guaranteed not to blow off. What keeps it on your head? Thumbtacks. And now, here is the man whose predictions have proved 100% right 14% of the time. Presenting Drew Morgan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. New York City, New York. 6 months ago, this reporter told you that a certain mayor of this city would be getting married. Well, listen next week for the name of this man. Washington, exclusive. The Justice Department is about to crack down on a congressman who has been passing counterfeit $5 bills. This reporter can now tell you that the name of the man on the $5 bill is Abraham Lincoln. The United Nations exclusive. The big question of the week is recognition of China. Who will recognize China first? The man who is really in a position to recognize China is Chiang Kai-shek. After all, he was born there. And now, a word from Madam Hatz.
Hey, honey, how about a date tonight?
Sorry, George.
Ah, too bad, George. Maybe you'd do better in a hat.
Yes, George, maybe you'd do better in a hat.
So he took her to the Brown Derby. And now, back to the man whose predictions have proved 94% right 18% of the time. Drew Morgan with predictions of things to come.
My first prediction. For the past few months, the malted milk lobby in Washington has become increasingly more powerful. So here's my prediction. Look for a big shakeup. Prediction number 86. As far as this reporter knows, the name of the mystery melody is the National Anthem of England. If I'm not mistaken, a clue to the title is La-Di-Da-Da, the King. Prediction number 11. A number of governments are sending delegates to the president to get loans. So I predict that President Truman will be spending more time at his home in Independence, Missouri. Prediction number 49. Next week, the president sends his regular message to Congress. So here is my prediction. The message will read, please wake me at 7:30 tomorrow. I also predict that Congress will continue to fight the president. I further predict that President Truman will be spending more time at his home in Independence, Missouri. Prediction number 2. Margaret Truman is now rehearsing and exercising her voice constantly at the White House. Therefore, I predict that President Truman will be spending more time at his home in Independence, Missouri. And now, this is Drew Morgan in Washington saying, the little men of today who become the big men of tomorrow often belittle themselves as big men, belittling the little men who want to become big men. So remember, turn in all your old tin foil. Thank you and good night. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for applauding that thing. I think I have a surprise for you. The next voice you hear will not be an impersonation. I would like to introduce to you the real, honest-to-goodness, Drew Pearson. Mr. Pearson, what did you think of my impersonation?
Well, Henry, they were terrific. And here's one for you. I predict that you're going to be 100% funny 12% of the time. I further predict that after tonight, your program will move to Sunday night at 6:30, beginning January 15, 1950.
True.
But I'm a little bit afraid, Henry, that you had one of your predictions wrong. I think you were a little too optimistic about Harry Truman, for I predict that after November 1952, Harry will be spending more time in Washington.
We'll see.
However, the real reason I'm here is not to correct your 12 predictions, Henry, but to tell the folks what I think is one of the great stories of the Christmas season. There have been a lot of great Christmas stories, from Dickens' Christmas Carol to Heywood Broun's famous column, But this year we have a Christmas story of doing. Of veterans who have fought our wars, led by the American Legion, who don't want to fight any more wars and who want to build up friendship abroad. So the Legion is asking every American child who can spare one toy from under his Christmas tree to send it to the nearest Legion post for the kids abroad who haven't had a real Christmas for a long time. The Legion believes that Europe's children of today can be our best friends of tomorrow. So by sending toys or cash to your nearest Legion post, you too can participate in this great Christmas story. And thanks ever so much, Henry Morgan.
Thank you very much, Drew King. Milton Tatum's and the orchestra will now play a little bit of music arranged by Bernie Green to remind you of what's likely to happen long about midnight tomorrow. There'll be a hot time in the old town.
Gentlemen, customs for celebrating New Year's Eve have changed a good deal in the past 2 years. Time was when everybody would go off to big parties or nightclubs to welcome in the new year. But now, many people prefer to spend a quiet evening with friends at home. Here, for example, is a married couple, Henry and Ruth, on the way to spend New Year's Eve with their friends, George and Alice.
Well, why do we have to spend New Year's Eve with them, of all people?
I know how you feel, Henry, but they came over to our house last New Year, so when they invited us over this year, what could I say?
Well, how about no? I don't want to spend my New Year's Eve with that loudmouth.
I know how you feel.
New Year's Eve of all time.
I know how you feel.
I know how you feel. Another thing, when they came to our place last year, did we tell them to bring their own bottle?
Well, no.
And George drank up everything they had in the house? In fact, it's his fault that the radiator in the car broke down.
Why?
Well, don't you remember we ran out of liquor? He went out and drank the antifreeze?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come we have to bring our own bottle?
Well, when it comes to spending money, George is a little tight.
Come to anything, George is a little tight.
Did you buy a bottle?
Yeah, I got it here, quarter rye.
Was it expensive?
89 cents.
89 cents?
Well, it's really 84 cents. You get a nickel back on the bottle.
What kind is it?
Donald Duck.
Henry, that sounds terrible.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, how come we have to bring our own bottle?
But George will know it's cheap. He's a connoisseur of liquor.
Liquor, no. Antifreeze, maybe, but liquor, no.
We're here. Now, please, Henry, try to act nice and don't get drunk like you did last year.
Drunk? Who got drunk?
You. I suppose you don't remember when George shouted, "Ring out the old, ring in the new," and you tried to wring his neck.
I remember, and I was cold sober.
Please, this time try to be pleasant.
How come we have to bring our own bottle? Okay.
George, it's Henry and Ruth.
What is?
We invited them over, remember?
We did?
Sure.
I must have been drunk.
Well?
All that, Henry, he's so cheap, he wouldn't give something or other to a something man. I forget how it goes. It's a very well-known expression. Let me see. He's so cheap that he wouldn't...
Answer the door.
Hey, that chandelier used to be on the ceiling. How come it's on the wall?
It isn't. You're on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year's.
Stop that. You up and answer the door.
Okay, door, door, point me to it.
Oh, never mind. Hello, darling. How nice of you to come. Oh, you look wonderful. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Hello, George.
Hello, Henry.
How are you, George? So I can see.
Well, Henry, how about a little drink?
Okay. Here, George, I brought you a bottle of liquor.
Oh, Henry, you shouldn't have done it.
I know.
Donald Duck, eh? Never heard of it.
Oh, it's great stuff. I drink it all the time. You'll love it.
No, I'm drinking imported scotch. But if you like the stuff, I'll serve it to you.
Oh, well, I don't mind.
No, Henry, I insist. I'll go get some soda. I'll be right back.
George is a little high. He started drinking early to celebrate the holiday, you know.
Which holiday? Lincoln's birthday?
What do you think about this water shortage? Isn't it awful?
Terrible. We're doing everything we can to conserve. George is simply wonderful about it.
I'll bet.
What is that, here, folks? Let's drink. Here you are, Ruth. Scotch. Alice. Champagne. Here you are, Henry. Donald's up.
Thanks.
Come on, everybody. Let's be merry. Alice, give me a shoe.
Why?
I'm going to drink a toast out of your shoe. That's the ticket.
George.
Now, we're just filling up the old champagne there. Now, a toast to 1950. May it be full of prosperity and something. Hey, who stole my drink? I just filled your shoe with champagne and it's empty.
I've been trying to tell you, I'm wearing open-toed shoes.
Oh, well, I'll drink it out of my shoe. Henry, aren't you going to drink your drink?
Oh, sure.
Smooth. That's the spirit. Oh. Let me make it a little stronger.
No, thanks, George. Oh, really, we have to be going.
Going? But you can't go yet. You have to wait till midnight and see in the new year.
Yeah, sing Auld Lang Syne and stuff. Won't that be fun?
Yeah.
Sure, have another drink. I'll go in the kitchen and get some more toast.
George certainly gets into the spirit.
And vice versa. Yeah.
Hey, look at that fun in the kitchen. A can of spaghetti. Happy New Year, everybody!
Whee! George, you're not supposed to throw spaghetti. Confetti.
Ah, who cares? Let's celebrate. What's the matter, Henry? Why don't you drink your drink?
A meatball fell in it.
Clock's striking. Shh. Listen, everybody.
Six. Seven. Eight. 9, 10, 11, 12. Well, good night.
Did you really run so soon?
We really must. We're very tired.
Yeah. I had a miserable day. I had a very hard day. Very hard.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Alice.
Happy New Year, George. Same to you.
Yeah.
You said it.
Well, next New Year's Eve, you folks must come to our place. Right, Henry?
Yeah.
We'd love to. Right, George?
Got all the plane.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
Yeah, next year at our house.
Oh, well, listen, after all, we got a whole year.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, ever long.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Calliope goes first, doesn't it? Oh, he's probably drunk from the sketch or something.
Morgan will not be back on the same corner in front of the cigar store at this time. Tell what? At the same time next week. He'll be back all right, not on Friday, though, but every Sunday night at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, beginning not next Sunday or the Sunday after that, but beginning Sunday, January the 15th. This is true. Morgan will be back on the same corner in front of the cigar store on Sunday, January the 15th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in case you're tired of chasing the show around from Sunday to Wednesday to Friday, NBC has promised I can stay there. From January the 15th on, the Henry Morgan Show every Sunday night for years, maybe. Now we get a week's vacation. See you Sunday, everybody, beginning January the 15th. And by the way, Happy New Year and good night. Morgan Show with Arnold Stang, Fran Warren, Fred Kelton, Art Carney, Gay Seabrook, Milton Cadams and his orchestra, and produced by Kenneth McGregor. And just because Henry Morgan's moving to Sunday night, don't think that Friday nights on NBC are going to be the least bit dull. Because NBC has a big batch of great new shows for you Friday listeners starting next week. Ronald Coleman and his charming wife, Benita Hume, take over the half hour between 8 and 8:30 with a sensational show called Halls of Ivy. Following the Colemans comes We the People, of course. Then at 9 o'clock, you'll hear the Screen Directors Playhouse, which next Friday stars Jimmy Stewart in a play called Magic Town. And if that weren't enough, at 9:30 comes the famous Jimmy Durante Show, topping it off at 10, The Life of Riley with William Bendix. If that won't make you stay home and listen Friday nights, you just ain't got a radio, mister.